When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Second hour, Clay and Buck kicks off now. We're going to focus in on a battleground state. If you recall, we spoke to our friend Sean Parnell Monday about Pennsylvania, the biggest battleground state, where he's a long-standing native and resident who's run for Congress there and was considering a Senate run at one point. To give us a deep dive on Pennsylvania, let's do Arizona now. We're going to continue to look into these specific battleground states as the election gets closer and closer. It's crazy how fast the time is passing. It's going to be June of the election year before we blink an eye, and then we're going to be casting our votes. It is flying by. Let's look at this situation in Arizona now. And just to let you know, we've reached out to Kari Lake's people. We know Kari is currently running for Senate there. Very important Senate seat against Ruben. Our Senate race against Ruben Gallego, we'll have to see how that shakes out. But Kari will probably be joining us next week, I think, to talk about this in some more detail, as well as her position on it. She's on her way to the border currently, so we can also ask her about what she's seeing at the border. As we know, a total mess, and we'll get into some more of those details momentarily. But here's the situation. Let me just outline, Clay, a little of what's happened, and then we can dive into the political ramifications together. So the state court in Arizona, Arizona State Supreme Court, has upheld the law from 1864. So it is a pre-statehood law, that bans abortion in all situations, except the life of the mother under threat. The law is, Arizona achieved statehood, by the way, in 1912. A little bit of history there. This law does not go into effect right away, but essentially with the overturning of Roe and the lack of any federal law on this issue, they're saying there's nothing to stop at a pre-statehood level, which I suppose means that federal law reigned effectively there. I don't know. You got to look into this a little bit. But at a pre-statehood level, you can now enforce this law that is still on the books for the territory of Arizona. It is being sent down to lower courts to look at. This was a 4-2 decision, by the way, for the Arizona Supreme Court. And they're going to be taking a look at this issue. So this could be overturned by the justices who are now going to look at it. And there also are state legislators who could do something about this. They could change the law, obviously, for the state of Arizona if they choose to do so. But this has kicked up a whole bunch of issues. Clay, we know Arizona, the battleground state, the official tally, okay, I'm just talking official tally, 11,000 votes cost Donald Trump Arizona in 2020. So an absolute razor's edge election. Things did not work out the way we wanted them to in 2022. Because We know that Kerry Lake was unsuccessful, and you have Hobbs as the governor of Karen Hobbs, right, as the governor of Arizona. So there's a concern here that this could galvanize Democrats in the state, put abortion on the ballot in a way that is not favorable for Republicans in what is a pretty moderate Republican state in a lot of ways. You know, there's still a lot of love for John McCain in that state, etc. How do you see this shaking out, man? Is this a concern, or will this be dealt with?
I think it's bad news, purely from a political perspective. I have said, and the data reflects, I think Georgia is coming back into the red camp. And I think Trump will win Georgia, my prediction, by 5 or 6 points. I don't think Georgia is going to be that close. There isn't a Senate race on the ballot. There isn't a governor's race on the ballot. There's nothing down ballot that is going to get, I don't believe, Democrats energized. Trump is in Atlanta right now. I think the Fannie Willis thing has blown up in Democrats' faces there. I think Trump is going to win Georgia. I also have been expecting that Trump is going to win Arizona, that he's going to flip those two states back. And then that would mean that Trump would really only need one other state, potentially, depending on what Nebraska does. We've been talking about this, to get elected president. He'd either need to win Nevada if they change the vote back in Nebraska to make the whole state go to the winner. Or he would have to win Pennsylvania, Michigan, or Wisconsin. Right now, in the gambling markets, Biden's favored to win all three of those states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Trump is a favorite in Arizona and in Georgia. He's a big favorite in Georgia. I look at this and say they got to get this reconciled. And I wonder whether, instead of fixing it in the short term, I think the Democrats don't want to get it fixed. I think they want to run on abortion is basically completely illegal in Arizona. We need all of you Arizonans to show up and vote in a new ballot referendum to enshrine in some way abortion being legal into the state constitution. I think that's what they want to run on. I feel like that even the Supreme Court decision, which I think was 4-2, is part and parcel of this. Republicans control the legislature, so, and my understanding is in Arizona, that's a bit of a mess to try to figure out how to do this, because Katie Hobbs is the governor of Arizona. She's a Democrat. So is there going to be a bipartisan goal to in some way enshrine law in Arizona that changes things? I don't think so. I think they're going to run the abortion game plan in Arizona, and my concern is that that might be enough to drag Joe Biden across the finish line if he's the nominee. Obviously, he won by 11,000 votes, as you said. We've had all sorts of election irregularities and issues all throughout Arizona in 2022. It's taken forever just to count the vote, which obviously doesn't help in terms of people's faith in the legitimacy of the vote counting. And we know in 2020, Fox News made the call on Arizona, which threw everything into an uproar there as well before anybody else did. It ended up being very close. I think it's bad news for Republicans in a state that is a must win. I don't think there's any pathway really to the presidency that doesn't run through Trump winning Arizona. I think that is a must win, just like Georgia is a must win. And then there are multiple pathways once you get there. But I think it's a must win state. And I think this makes it harder to win. Arizonans, you can agree to disagree with me. 800-282-2882 if you want to call in and react from Arizona.
I mean, certainly, David Axelrod is saying that this alone could cost Trump Arizona, depending on how it shakes out. This is him play cut eight.
This could not be more of a disaster for the Republican Party. Yesterday, Donald Trump said, well, it's up to the people in the states to decide. Let the states decide. Well, here you find what happens when you let the states decide. So I think what this does is it puts a battleground state more in the leaning D column than the leaning R column, because I think there's going to be a massive turnout in November for a constitutional amendment in the state of Arizona, because the voters of Arizona now have a demonstration of the fragility of abortion rights in the post-Dobbs era. I think this is an earthquake. Those electoral votes in Arizona could be the ones that tip this election.
Well, I think he's overstating it a bit, which is not surprising. He's speaking to a Democrat audience. But there's like New York Times, Siena polling, for example, from, let me see, in October. So it's a little older now. But 59% of Arizonan registered voters said abortion should mostly or always be legal. 34% said it should mostly or always be illegal. Fox News polling, from March, so last month, 39% of Arizona voters said abortion would be extremely important in deciding their vote for president. 32% saying it would be very important. And voters who supported Biden in 2020 were nearly twice as likely to say the issue would be extremely important, 51 to 27%. Okay, that's not a surprise. That's all Washington Post compiling these polls. I didn't know that this was a thing that could happen, that there was a pre-statehood
law. I don't think
most
people did, to be fair.
I've never heard of this before, so.
Yeah.
But I suppose the removal of the federal umbrella of a fake abortion rights that are, you know, the fake constitutional right of abortion has created some ripple effects like this that are unforeseen. I think it's an issue. I think it's going to be a challenge for Carrie Lake and for anybody who is hoping Donald Trump wins this election in Arizona, just because what is true and what will be portrayed are obviously not the same thing, right? This is not going to end abortion in the state of Arizona for any length of time. It probably won't even be enforced, but it's a jolt of abortion panic for people who want some abortion to be legal in that state. And that could be very difficult for Republicans to maneuver around.
No doubt. And again, I think it's important for you to understand what people are saying. You played David Axelrod. Let me hit a couple more of these. Here's Joy Reid, who obviously on MSNBC is crazy, but her audience laps this up. This is her dream. She really wants abortion not to be legal because she wants to say it's the Handmaid's Tale, because politically it's beneficial to Democrats to make this argument. Listen to Cut 6.
You have 6 members of the Supreme Court who say, no, woman, you don't have that right. They've also signaled they're coming for birth control. Yeah. They want that to be illegal. They think that's an abortifacient. They think IUDs are human pesticide and abortifacient. I'm not sure what else they have to do for Americans to understand. The end game is the Handmaid's Tale. Women, wake up. When a war is being waged upon you, you are at war whether you want to be at or not. And the Republican Party has openly declared war on women. Wake up.
Okay, they're declaring war on women. This is their argument. Listen to CNN, Margaret Hoover. There's no way now Trump can win in Arizona. Listen to what they're saying.
I have spoken to state electeds in the last hour, Republican state electeds, and they believe that this will absolutely flip the legislature. This will absolutely impact the presidential election. This has Republicans now on their back feet. There is no way Donald Trump is going to carry this state.
Trump has said, put it to the states. Then put it to the states. That's what you get in Arizona.
Well, how's it going? It's not going to go so well for him in Arizona. And truly, they said 65% of Arizonans are in favor of this. I mean, this is the most draconian law now we have in all the states and all the books. No exceptions for rape. No exceptions for incest. Only in the case of the death of the mother. I mean, this is truly, this is a Civil War era, 19th century law now on the books in 2024.
So they're excited about
this. The optics of this are challenging. I think that is definitely the case here. Whatever one thinks about whether this is even the moral and ethical position, I'm just saying the political optics of bringing back a law from 1864 and it being even possible that that's the law of the state of Arizona on this issue at a time of such high contention around it, it's a challenging field to maneuver through.
Now, and we'll talk to Carrie Lake about this next week, but she came out and said she doesn't agree with the Republican majority Supreme Court decision in that state of Arizona over this because it's a massive mess for her. And just to think about it electorally, if abortion is on the ballot literally in Arizona, what you would need is, because I think you're right, Buck, let's say this thing's going to pass 60-40 in Arizona. I think it would. I think it's 58-42, 60-40, 55-45, double-digit win for this referendum, whatever they put in place. You would need a lot of people to show up and vote for this referendum, who also would then vote for Trump as well. What this is going to do is gin up turnout in Democrat circles with younger women who are going to come out as single issue voters. They don't care about inflation, which we need to talk about. They don't care about the border anywhere near a crime. They don't care about any of those issues anywhere as much as they do abortion, because the Joy Reids of the world are convincing them that this is going to be like The Handmaid's Tale. It's a big story. And we need to make sure we're on top of it. When we come back, Trump is in Atlanta. He just went into a Chick-fil-A. If you need a laugh, I think you're going to get a laugh from the way that Trump describes, Chick-fil-A. Just trust me. It's my favorite fast food restaurant. It's probably the fast food restaurant that a lot of you favor the best. Trump's sense of humor still firing on all cylinders. We will hit you with that, when we come back. But in the meantime, I want to tell you all about, our friends at Tunnel to Towers. They make a tremendous difference for so many people across the country. And since 9/11, they've been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years now, the foundation's helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families, families of fallen first responders with young kids, build specially adapted smart homes. They make a tremendous difference. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II, fought in the Battle of the Bulge, never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and the days and months that followed. He's a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families. So many of them right now need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Learn and laugh. Weekdays with Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D. The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code CLAY, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? Look like my baggage. I mean, I know. Okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. We had Donald Trump is in Atlanta for a fundraising and campaign visit. As we said, the state of Georgia, I feel like of all the states that Biden won, most likely to flip back to Trump's control. My favorite fast food restaurant, beyond a shadow of a doubt, Chick-fil-A. Take the kids there all the time. Trump decided in Atlanta, which is the home location for Chick-fil-A, S. Truett Cathy, I believe, founded it in that rough geographic region, North Georgia, Atlanta area. It is amazing. Trump went in, bought milkshakes and chicken sandwiches for a lot of people, and then this comedic interlude ensued. Enjoy.
This has got a great American franchise, Chick-fil-A.
It is. It's a great franchise. The owner is a great man who is a member of one of my clubs, and he's fantastic. And, yeah, they do very well. They're closed on Sunday.
The Lord's Chicken.
That's the Lord's Chicken. You're right. It's good chicken, too.
The Lord's Chicken. I mean, I don't know that Chick-fil-A will run with that as a branding, but they are closed on Sunday. Their chicken sandwich is good. If God had to pick a favorite chicken sandwich, I think he would pick Chick-fil-A, in my always humble opinion. So this Trump saying it's the Lord's Chicken is very, very funny. I
gotta admit something.
Yes.
I've never had a Chick-fil-A sandwich because
how do you not involve yourself in things that
Hold on. Just hold your horses there, Mr. Clay. Because I found out that I had celiac disease before Chick-fil-A became such a big thing. You know, I'm sorry. So, and it's very glutinous, unfortunately, a lot of gluten, but the French fries, the waffle fries are gluten free. And the little chicken nuggets that are grilled are quite tasty. So I've been to Chick-fil-A many times.
You can't eat a chicken sandwich.
I can't eat the chicken sandwich.
Delicate,
I would, you know, tear up my inside. So yeah, yes. It's a shame.
It is phenomenal. I do think, this is emblematic. Trump is at his best when he does these kind of unscheduled drop-ins. I think he did it in, East Palestine, if I remember. He went to just a Dairy Queen, if I remember correctly, and ordered blizzards and kind of just interacted with everybody inside of the restaurant. I think this is when he's at his best. I also think it's frankly something that Biden really can't do because there's too many moving parts. There's too many things going on. Like inevitably there's some sort of gaffe or he doesn't handle it well. I think the unscripted Trump is often the best version of Trump.
Oh, absolutely. And it's one of the things that is among his, I think, political secret weapons in the arsenal. It's not really a secret, actually. It's just a weapon in the arsenal, that he does well with people on the fly and has very memorable lines. Chick-fil-A French fries, the best fries. You know, I always remember when he got us, milkshakes. It was so nice.
They have great milkshakes in Mar-a-Lago.
They were quite tasty. So my friends, Civil War is the name of a new movie coming to theaters in a couple of days on Friday. It's a compelling, edge-of-your-seat epic thriller from visionary filmmaker Alex Garland. For those who have binge-watched The Last of Us, you're really going to enjoy this film. You're going to want to see it in theaters, though. It's made to be enjoyed on the big screen. The movie portrays a dystopian future America and a team of military-embedded journalists racing against time to Washington, D.C. before rebel factions descend on the White House. It's getting great advance reviews. Currently, Rotten Tomatoes has it at a 93% fresh rating, which means it's excellent. Produced by A24, written and directed by Alex Garland. Buy tickets in advance for this theater experience, including select IMAX theater screens. The movie is Civil War. Easy to remember. Civil War. Look it up. Make plans to see it in theaters this weekend. All right, welcome back into Clay and Buck. We were just talking top of the hour about the situation in Arizona with this resurrected 1864 law that outlaws abortion in all cases except to save the life of the mother. This is getting a lot of attention. Democrats view this as an opening, an opportunity to start trending Arizona blue or bluer in their direction for this election. We have Donald Trump was just speaking to a reporter about this. This just happened, so it's breaking news. We want to bring this to you. Play it.
Mr. President, did Arizona go too far? Did Arizona go too far?
Yeah, they did, and that'll be straightened out. And as you know, it's all about states' rights. That'll be straightened out. And I'm
sure that the governor and everybody else are going to bring it back into reason, and that will be taken care of, I think, very quickly.
What do you think about Florida?
Florida's probably maybe going to change or something. See, it's all about the will of the people. This is what I've been saying. It's a perfect system. The states are putting out what they want. It's the will of the people. So Florida's probably going to change. Arizona's going to definitely change. Everybody wants that to happen. And you're getting the will of the people. It's been pretty amazing when you think.
So, Clay, he's saying it's obviously too much for him, what's going on in Arizona, but it is left to the states to decide. What do you make of it?
I don't think that – so, first of all, I think the states should decide. I don't think there's an incentive for Democrats to decide this between now and the election. If you're Katie Hobbs or you're Ruben Gallego, who is going to be the representative for the Democrat Party running against Carrie Lake – why would you solve this issue before the referendum that can go on the ballot? I agree that it actually should be resolved, and that in the meantime, the court has stayed its ruling into May, so they are theoretically not applying it yet. But purely from a political perspective, if you are Joe Biden, if you are Ruben Gallego, both of whom are going to be on the ballot in Arizona, do you want to resolve this issue, or do you want to claim that it's a huge issue that demands that Arizona voters come out and vote to change? I don't think politically they're going to change it at all. Now, if Carrie Lake had won, this is interesting, right? If Carrie Lake were governor right now, I think it would get fixed. I think they would resolve it in some way between now and 2024. But you have a Democrat governor who would have to sign anything that were passed by a Republican legislature. I'm open to anybody in Arizona who can argue against why this will not be an issue. I think it's going to be a huge issue, and I think they'll leave it open and put a referendum on the ballot because they think it'll drive up Democrat turnout and make it more likely that Gallego wins a six-year term in the Senate and that Biden wins Arizona again, which would effectively close the door on Trump being able to win the presidency.
And if you look at Arizona as something of a microcosm or an indicator of the general election, what you see is Biden is effectively irrelevant, right? And this is what I've been saying all along, that they're voting for a brand. They're voting for a system, meaning Democrats who will go along with this stuff. And it's really not about whether, you know, Joe Biden has some great idea for abortion or anything else. It's just Joe Biden is not Trump and not the Republican Party. And I think that in a place like Arizona, that may be a challenge. They may have a challenge on their hands trying to overcome some of these issues like we're seeing right now with specifically abortion, but also, you know, I wonder how the protection of democracy stuff will work out in Arizona, given all the talk about the stolen election there and all that stuff too. So Arizona is going to be fiercely contested.
Well, I think again, if you win Arizona, the pathway to Donald Trump winning the presidency is narrowed substantially. I think any pathway to Trump winning requires Georgia and Arizona at a minimum flipping back. And then you can look at Nevada, you can look at Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and say, okay, which of these states can we win? Because any one of those, if you could get the vote back in Omaha, would guarantee Trump the presidency. So, but you have to win back Georgia and Arizona. And I think the odds of Arizona took a big hit here if this is not resolved before the midterm. And again, I'm open to hearing from Arizonans why I'm wrong. But I think this is a calamity. And again, this goes to, I don't think Democrats actually want to fix this. I think they want to run on it. And that's the difference, right? They want this to be an issue that they are able to exploit rather than to fix it in the short term.
Absolutely. And this is the way they feel about this issue, I think, for as long as they can get away with it. We'll take some of your calls, 800-282-2882. So you've got valuables in your home, right? What do you do to secure them? Put them in a sock drawer somewhere? Guess what? Burglars thought they think about that stuff. Sock drawer is not a secure location, okay? Putting it cookie jar on a shelf somewhere, not a secure location. You need a safe, my friends. criminals these days, they use drones to do surveillance of homes. They're very crafty. You might have even seen these stories about traveling international gangs. They show up here on a tourist visa, and they are very sophisticated at breaking into homes, right? So you can do something about this with Liberty Safe. They can actually, you can actually keep your valuable safe with Liberty Safe. They've got more than 30 models, 24 colors, thousands of custom options to help create the safe of your dreams. Liberty Safes are guaranteed for life, can be delivered and installed in your home by a national network of expert dealers. Your privacy is built right into every Liberty Safe with industry-leading privacy protections, because your safe is your business. Go get yours today. I've got mine here at home. It's where we keep our valuables. LibertySafe.com/radio. You can get a customized Fortress Strong Liberty Safe and use coupon code radio for a 10% discount for supporting Liberty Safes made in America by Americans. That's LibertySafe.com/radio and use promo code radio for 10% off.
You don't know what you don't know, right? But you could on the Sunday Hang with Clay and Buck podcast.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of, what is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me and co-host Leah Rose for in-depth creative conversations with the artists you love. Over the past 5 years, we've interviewed some of the most legendary figures in music, like Paul Simon, Pharrell, Damon Albarn, Andre 3000, and Usher. And you'll hear from rock icons like Pete Townsend, who shares wild stories about his formative years with The Who, and Johnny Marr, the legendary guitarist and co-founder of The Smiths, who has an unwavering devotion to his craft. Or the stories behind the legendary hits Babyface wrote for Whitney Houston and Madonna, plus how he collaborates with the new generation of R&B stars like Kehlani and Doechii. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Inflation data. Since Biden took office, this is from Jackie Kotowitz, whose name I probably just totally messed up. But I do think it's super interesting. Gasoline, price of gas up 47.8%. Groceries up over 21%. Eating out at a restaurant up over 21%. Baby food up over 30%. Pet food up 23.7%. Rent up 21%. Electricity 28%. Natural gas 27%. Used cars 21%. Airfare 33%. Public transportation 22%. real average weekly earnings down 3.9%. So if all of you out there, in the wake of inflation coming out hotter than expected today, Buck, 3.5%, it hasn't gone away. It has become, it feels like, embedded in many respects. Stock market down over 500 points today, and nearly 600 points as we're speaking right now. S&P 500 down 1.3% on the day. Why is all of this happening? Because they've been talking about lowering interest rates, and that doesn't feel like it's going to happen. And that means all of your mortgages. That means if you were thinking about moving, maybe you got a 2.5% or 3% mortgage, but your kids are getting older and you want to get into a better school district, or maybe your kids are full grown and you want to move out into a different house, into a different neighborhood. A lot of people now held hostage in many ways by the golden handcuffs of a low mortgage rate. And it does not appear, unfortunately, Buck, that any of these numbers on credit card debt, on student loans, that any of them are going to come down anytime soon, because inflation is still running too hot, hotter than anybody expected.
I am excited to see some of these VIP emails coming in, by the way, addressing every topic that we've hit in this last hour. And one of them is Carol, who is telling me something very important. I did not know this. Carol writes, my daughter has celiac. Chick-fil-A has gluten-free buns you can order with a grilled chicken breast.
Wow.
Without... Yeah. So technically you can have the experience. I did not know. Is that right? I've always been looking for the fabled gluten-free bun fast food restaurant. I can't eat anything at McDonald's, basically. The French fries have wheat, believe it or not. They use some kind of a, wheat-based, I don't know, something or other when they're coating those fries, which is, you know, I don't know. It makes me upset about McDonald's French fries, because otherwise they're delicious. Not very good for you, though. So I learned something new about Chick-fil-A, which makes me love it even more. And then we get Linda writes in, hey, Clay and Buck. Oh, these are all VIPs, by the way. Hey, Clay and Buck, my gut tells me that Republicans in the Arizona state legislature are trying to sabotage Trump with this. Maybe some from the John McCain camp. What other reasonable expectation would there be? Linda, sometimes it's not a conspiracy. Sometimes it's just unfortunate. I don't know that this is an own goal by Republicans in the legislature. I mean, the judges looking at this, I can't get into their minds, but I didn't, no one was even thinking about this until today, really. It was not a nationwide story until this broke this way.
A couple of different interesting ideas from Arizona. Jeff writes in, Arizona legislature needs to put up its own compromise ballot measure that makes abortion legal, but at a certain week maximum. Then there's an alternative out there. That's an idea. Linda says, you just read Linda. Richard says, why can't the Republican legislature throw it back to the Democrats by passing a law and then making a big stink when the Democrat governor delays signing it into law? It's an interesting question. I don't know to what extent the Republican legislature of Arizona has the ability, willingness, or interest, frankly, of wading into the abortion battle. We'll see, because if they did pass a bill and send it to Katie Hobbs to potentially sign to change the law and take this 1864 law off the ballots, maybe that would create some new dynamic, and put pressure on her. Again, I don't think they want to change anything. I think they're fine saying, look at what Republicans did. This is a disaster. We need, the only way to fix this is with voting in November. I think they want that as their sales pitch.
We've got a bunch of callers also lighting us up here. Hunter in Texas, what have you got for us?
Okay, listen, guys. Trump has to come out as pro-choice to win this next election, or they will use that issue to beat him over the head in the general. It doesn't matter if a million illegals rush the border. It doesn't matter if gas is $5 a gallon. It doesn't matter if World War III starts. None of that will matter if the Democrats can use abortion and convince everybody that Trump is a pro-abortion president. What he needs to do, he needs to tell everybody that if Congress presents him a bill that federally bans abortion, he will veto it. If Congress presents him a bill that federally protects abortion up to 16 weeks, he will sign it. He cannot let the left use this singular issue to destroy his entire campaign. And that's the long and short.
All right, Hunter, thank you. I mean, if he started out saying if Trump doesn't come out as pro-choice, he'll lose the, if Trump came out, if Donald Trump says the words, I am pro-choice, the election is lost. So that is, I mean, there's no way you're going to win as a Republican running and saying that you are a pro-choice president. That's a absolute deal breaker. You will have many, many conservative Christians, evangelicals go down the list. We're just going to be like, well, now there really is no point for that. They're going to say, I'm not even going to vote. I think that the states issue that he's taken allows him to take the legal ground, which I think is on solid legal ground based on what the Supreme Court has held, that, I mean, part of the problem here, Clay, is Wickard v. Filburn has created this world, going back to that old Supreme Court decision, Wickard v. Filburn, where a man couldn't sell wheat in his own state because selling wheat in your own state affects the price of wheat across state lines, effectively created an endless many-headed hydra out of D.C. where they can just decide, that's federal. This is how you get the Violence Against Women Act. Violence against women is not an issue of constitutionality. It's a state police issue, and it's illegal in all 50 states, but they were saying, well, it affected interstate commerce. Interstate commerce can be used to justify almost anything that's an overreach by the federal government. Abortion is not a federal issue. This is what we've been arguing for decades. It's not a federal issue. But I don't think the president can come out and say, or rather, President Trump can come out and say, I'm a pro-choice president, and expect to have any hope of winning an election where he needs conservatives to vote for him.
I do think that Democrats don't want this issue resolved. They want to be able to run this on the ballot in Arizona. They want to be able to run it on the ballot in Nevada. I think Tudor Dixon, we should have her back on. They tested this in 2022. Gretchen Whitmer was, and I think is, an objectively awful governor. She failed in everything COVID-related. But they got abortion on the ballot in 2022, and they basically made it a single-issue election. Just think about it strategically. If you're a disaster on the border, if you're a disaster on inflation, if you're a disaster on keeping us out of effectively world war in Europe and the Middle East, if you're a disaster on crime, all of these things are true for Biden. If your ability to
He's not considered a disaster on crime, just to be fair. He was slick enough not to go along with defund
police. I mean, the data is actually disastrous for him on crime. Like, the murder rates have gone up, the carjackings, violent crime,
that's
like
true.
The data. But you're right. He was slick enough not to sign on to defund the police.
Defund, yeah.
And then you also toss in that you are not really able to make the Jan 6 argument. I don't think it's connecting with voters. Because you're trying to put your chief political rival in prison for the rest of his life, I think it's hard to argue that you're a big democracy guy for independence. What do you got left? Abortion. They are going to try to make the entire 2024 election a referendum on abortion. It ties directly in with their base, which is young, single women. It terrifies them. You heard Joy Reid saying it's a Handmaid's Tale. And then you have courts that are saying, hey, this 1864 law that only allows abortion in the event of the threat of a death of a mother is going to be the law in a swing state. They don't want to fix it. They want that to be what they're running against, and they're going to have all their allies in the media selling that. So Biden can be a failure on everything, but he's going to go all in on abortion.
I don't think this isn't new. I mean, we've been expecting this
since the 1864, like, the self-inflicted wounds, I think, by Republicans.
Well, but that's not that's judges. I mean, this isn't like a Republican legislative action. I mean, they're resurrecting
the
law.
It's all Republicans. I think six justices are all Republicans and voted 4-2. I haven't done the full dive on this.
It doesn't even go into effect. The lower courts get to now look at it as well in Arizona. We'll see.
That's a tough nuanced argument to make when somebody's
it's April. It's not, this would be a bigger deal if it were late October. It's April. There's a lot of time here for these things to figure out. I mean, a part of the issue is, Clay, this stuff's never going to be resolved. There's no resolve. Let's say Lindsey Graham was right, and let's say somehow Democrats went along with a 15-week, which they absolutely would never do. Never
Correct.
Do in a million years. And no one thinks they would. Let's say you got the 15-week ban. Do you know what NARAL and Pro-Choice America and Planned Parenthood, you know what they start doing? raising lots of money on, this needs to be eliminated, this 15. Like, this
we,
never resolved.
We agree. I'm just saying this is all he's got. And when you only got one option, you're going to go balls to the wall on it as hard as you can, and I think that's what he's doing.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.